if we finish.
Okay, Tav Tzadichet Hilcho Shechita Tet Bechor Bazman Hazeh She'enu Yachol Leshachto Belomum. So nowadays, a Bechor is Aser on you're not allowed to Shechta Bechor Bazman Hazeh because you have to bring it for to the base of Mikdash. But we don't do that, so we can't shecht it. There's nothing we can do until there is a mum on its own. And that on its own the mum happens, not by you doing it. And then you can eat it. You can shecht it and eat it. So the thing is, it doesn't have a mum. So you want to know if you think it has a mum, you want to bring it to a Eina Chacham, you want to bring it to the Chacham, Eina Chacham Yachol Lirot B'yom Tov Im Yesh Bo Mum. So the Chacham is not allowed to look at it on Yom Tov to decide if there's a mum or not. The issue is, if the Chacham, because in order to make, even though you believe there's a mum, the halacha is, it's not allowed to be eaten and shechted until a Beis Din or a Chacham establish that it is a bona fide mum for the Hilchos of a Bechor. For an animal. So the issue is, it's either mechze kematakin, looks like you're matakin the animal, it's a din derabanan, or it's part of the same din of a dan din on Shabbos. Or now, Beis Din is not allowed to sit down and paskin dinim on Shabbos. Now, he's not just teaching you halachos, just to teach the halachos of mumin, that's not a problem. Or not to this person who needs it, if you want to just look at the animal and academically learn Torah and decide, oh, this is a mum, that's not a mum, v'chule. But to go to an animal in particular, when it's shayach for somebody, and declare, oh, this is a mum that makes it aser, that makes it mutter now to eat, that would be an iser derabanan. V'afilu im avar varao matza sheyesh bo mum, eno yachol leshachto. Okay, now what happens if, by mistake, Chacham decided to say, yeah, this is, someone asked him, and he just quickly, just without thinking, he said, it's kosher. Because now it's a mum, that's a bona fide mum. So now, it's still aser for you to shecht it. Why? Because when Yom Tov started, you didn't establish by a Chacham if it's mutter or not, so the Mela becomes muksa. Because there's no way, beheter, and in a permitted way, there's no way for you to make it mutter to eat because it hasn't been established that there's a mum. So memela becomes aser misdin moksa. Okay. Aval im nolad b'mumo v'avar v'ra'o. Now, what if it was born on Yom Tov? So, this nolad is not a problem we established. Nolad is when the object... It's funny, we had discussed this yesterday. Nolad that's aser is when the object itself changes. So we use the word nolad. But even though... Okay, sorry. Alright, but the actual birth, the real definition of nolad is not a problem. Right. Because it's the same animal before and after. Nothing changed. It was just hidden in a sack of the mother, in the womb, and here it's out. So... When Yom Tov began at Bein Hashmashos, it was mutter. Because it didn't need shechita. It just had to shecht the mother.
Right.
And the mother was omed la'achila. So there was no need. So it was royal. Obviously we do it anyway, midarabanan, but the point is, you are allowed to eat it when Bein Hashmashos started, and even if you were to find out that there's a moon there, it would not have been muksa. It would have been ready to eat. So then,
because the status of it before Yom Tov wasn't, it was mutter.
Right. It was not muksa.
Right. It was mutter, not muksa.
But if you find out that there's a mum on Yom Tov, it's a problem. So there, it's ve'avar v'ra'ahu. It's still a problem midin b'chor. You still can eat it.
But stam an animal, you would be able to.
For sure. Okay. Stam an animal, you'd be able to.
Stam an animal with a mum before Yom Tov, it's not even on Yom Tov, it has a mum that you still
can. Yeah. Right. That's for sure. There's no, but here you have the problem of, you still have to bring it to, since it's a Bechor, you still have to bring it to a Chacham.
Chacham or a Bezdin, paskin, and then you have a separate different problem.
Exactly. So then you're not allowed to, but if you decided by mistake, he paskin, oh yeah, this is a mum, and now it's okay, then nishchat al piv, then you're allowed to shecht it, because he already paskin that it is a mum, you're allowed to eat it, and there's no problem of muksa. V'im ra'ah mum, if the chacham saw this mum, the blemish, me'er of yom tov, v'ra'ashu mum, shira'uy lishachet alav. Now what happens if the chacham on Erev Yom Tov looks at it? And he basically paskins, the case is, he basically does paskin, that's a mum, and it's good to go. The problem is, we didn't identify how the mum got there. Was it naturally on its own, the animal did it? Or did some guy come up, the owner came up to it and put the mum in the animal? So we have a little chakira, a little investigation to do. But this is just like an academic investigation to find out how the mum got there. But as far as the psak is concerned, the chacham already gave that psak the day before. It was like a psak al tanai type of thing. So then it's not a problem. Because the tikkun or the din was already done Erev Yom Tov. And now on Shabbos, you weren't able to find out, ascertain how it happened. So this you're just finding out later on during Shabbos, and that's not a problem. So then, yachol lachkor alav b'yom tov. You're allowed to now find out and ask the guy or figure out how it happened. Im nafal ba'amum elav umatiro. If it happened on its own, and then it became mutter.
But if he has to think about whether it really is a mum or not, he has to ponder it, then that's not okay.
He didn't give the psak yet. As long as he has to give the psak that it's mutter. That this is a bona fide mum that makes it mutter. Okay. Let's go on. Haga, v'im nafal b'chor levor. Now, what happens if you have a b'chor and it falls into a pit? Now, you're a normal b'chor, you're not allowed to shecht it, right? You can't eat it because there's no mum. And now you're afraid maybe it got a mum now on its own. It walked in the pit and it has a mum there. Now you can eat it. It has to be a mum that doesn't make it into a treifa, obviously. Asur lehaloto, you're not allowed to pick it up though, because it's still muksa. What's it called? Yeah, whatever the case may be, numerous scenarios, but the point was, when Yom Tov started, you weren't able to shecht it. So therefore, it's muksa. You can't pick it up. You can't pull it out of the pit. But you are allowed to feed the animal there. Even though normally an animal that's muksa, you're not, is an isidur rabbanan to feed it. Here, right? But here you're allowed to, because he has nowhere to go to get food on his own. And if you don't feed him, there's an issue of tzar ba'alei chayim, and you might lose your money. The animal might die on you. Okay, so therefore it's... No, if it's... Then for sure you're allowed to feed it. If it's your animal and you're the one who feeds it every week, every day, then of course you're allowed to feed it. We're talking about even in an animal that you're a normal, that it's, he gets his own food. And it's not incumbent upon you to feed him. He's not your pet and you don't, or whatever it is. He's not expecting food from you. In that kind of a case, it's usher to feed an animal that we learned, I think a couple simanim ago. Okay, yud. Let's go on. Good. Now let's say you have a mother and its calf. They both fall into a pit. Now there's no way to shecht both of them on this one day Yom Tov, on the day that we're talking, whenever the day happens, it doesn't matter, Yom Tov, Rishon, Sheni, whatever the day is, you can't pick up.
It doesn't make a difference any day.
All year. Right. We're learning how to say all year. Oso ved beno is aser to shecht, but oso yom. 100%.
So let's cover that basis.
Sorry.
It is not allowed to shecht the mother and child on the same day ever.
Right. Any day. So now, what do you do? How can you get them both out? Because since you can't shecht both of them, apparently you have to pick one, and one should be... it's not ochel nefesh for you. You can't eat it. So what do you do? Ma'alet harishon. Obviously, we're talking about animals that are omed la'achila. So then... What do? You pick up one of them. I don't know, a rope. You pick it up with your hands, whatever it is. Amenat l'shochto, ven l'shochto. You say, I'm picking up this one because I want to shecht it, of course. And then, as soon as you get him out of the pit, you go, actually, v'chozer amari malo d'shein, you know, I didn't want this one. This, I made a mistake, this one's too thin, too fat, I don't know. It's too cute. It's not the one I want. Ratza ze shochet. I want the second one. No problem. Ratza ze shochet. And then you just go back and forth until you get whatever, how many animals you have down there, you just pull them out. As you take out each one, you say, this is the one that I want to have. Now, obviously, this is harama, but it's mutter. Mishum tar ba lechayim and hefsid mamon. And many poskim point out, lechadchila, you should at least shecht one of them. Yes, otherwise, you don't want it to be like an obvious harama. Again, Chazal allow it. And they're also the ones who made the din of muksa, but okay, let's go. Yud Aleph. Behema chetzya shel ein yehudi v'chetzya shel Yisrael. Now, let's say you have an animal, and you have a partnership. So you have two owners: one's Jewish, one's non-Jewish. Yicholim meshechta b'yom tov. So you're allowed to shecht your animal because you want to eat your piece. Obviously, you have to shecht the whole animal to get one kazayit, but you're entitled to one kazayit. So there's no problem whatsoever, and it's not called that you're doing a malacha, ochel nefesh, for a non-Jew. Because you can't cook the whole thing if he's going to eat it, but you can shech the whole thing. There's only one ma'is of shechita that's possible to do. Can't shech half an animal. Rafilo yesh lehem shtayim. Even if you and your partner, the Jew and the non-Jew, has two animals, we don't force you to make a little... A business decision, and the who gets what? It's right now when Shabbos started or Yom Tov started. We're talking about Yom Tov, and you want to eat them. Right now, at the moment, they're doing shechita. They're both owned by both of you, so you can take any animal and yachol lishchot shteim, and you can even shecht both of them if you're going to eat from both of them.
But you don't have to say I'll take one whole.
Right, and you take exactly. You don't have to divide it. Blanket statement: you don't have to divide it. Exactly. Okay, good base. Hashochet beima v'yom tov eino rashai litlosh et semer lasot makom asakin. So we will learn more details when we get there. But when you do shechita on an animal, there's hair on the animal or feathers for a bird. And fur, there you go. You'd rather it not be there when you do the actual shechita. You'd rather have the knife go straight onto the skin. So again, we'll get into details there later. One of the issues is messing with the knife. Another one is chalada. You can't have where the knife gets covered up from your eyes from where you're seeing the makom mashchita. So a few more details we'll get to later when we get to your idea. But the main point is you would like to pluck out the fur. Okay, Yud Bet and Yud Gimel really go together, and one's more about the behemoth and one's more about the bird. Okay, fur versus feathers. We'll read them both.
Pluck out feathers or pluck out fur?
Well, whatever the... You're talking about English or are you talking about the halacha?
No, I'm looking at the grammar. I don't think you'd be allowed to pull out fur.
So both of them are a malacha,
right,
to pull out. So you're not pulling them out. Hashochet beima b'yom tov eino rashai litlosh et semer lasot makom lasakin. So it's aser to pluck out the fur or feathers in order to make room. Now, it could be derabanan, could be deraisa. Either way, it's an iser. Depends if it's done. If it's the normal way that's done, so that'd be gozes. If it's not the normal way, and there's a whole discussion among the Rishonim what is exactly is normal, with the kli, knife, not, whatever. Okay. So, but bottom line, either way, you're not allowed to pull out the hair, okay, or pluck it out. Ela mefaneo biyado. You're supposed to, the Rama adds biyado, you're supposed to push away the hair to get to the skin or the hide, and preferably with your hand, right? Well, Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention it. The Rama says, yes, it needs to be biyado, and either Mishnah Berurah says not with a kli, the Aruch HaShulchan just says it means not with a knife. Because a knife is what looks like doing geziza, gozes, shearing. Okay, anyways. Okay. So that's what you do. Umoshcho elech ve'elech, and you just pull the hair in each direction to get it off away from the skin where you're gonna shech. Ve'im nitlash nitlash. Who cares? Once you pull it away with your fingers, you can put a little pressure to push it away. It's not a problem. It's not a psikresha. And a davar shelo nicha, davar sheinu miskavin. And it's also dilo nicha. The fact you just care that it gets pushed aside. You don't care that it falls out. Okay. Davar sheinu miskavin is the main point. Okay. Yer gimel. Hashochet et ha'of lo yimrot et ha'notza. When you're doing a shechti in a chicken, then you don't pluck out the feathers. Kedelasa makom asakin. The same thing, so you don't make a place for the sakin. Now, the ma'aseh, we don't shecht animals on Yom Tov, and birds we do sometimes. And the post can point out that if necessary, you are allowed. It's brought down by, Mishnah Berurah also, but Chayadam before Aruch HaShulchan, Kafachayim. Basically, a lot of poskim that they also quote. If you need to do shechita on Yom Tov, right? You want to eat for Simchas Yom Tov, and there's no way to do shechita without plucking out the feathers. Again, depends on the bird. Shochetim do it different ways. The bottom line: if the shochet says I need to pluck out the feathers, then it's 100% mutter. Resomech on the Ramban, even though it's a little bit against the Shulchan Aruch. That's the halacha, and shecht away. Okay. If you don't need to pluck them out, then just push them away. But if you need to, that's what you do. Yeah.
That's everybody.
That's everyone. That's why I mentioned the Kafa Chaim.
Cool.
And he quotes other slew of poskim. Okay. The Rambam, well, according to the Rambam and some others, I think the Rosh also, whatever, plucking out the feathers, even with your hand, I believe they write, is an Issa D'Oraisa. So the fact that you want to eat it, it's not good enough because you could have done it the day before.
Because you set it aside the day before.
You set it aside la'achila. You knew you're going to eat the bird. You could have plucked out that feathers on Friday. It's Yom Tov. On the day before Yom Tov, whatever it is. And it's an Issa D'Oraisa, Gziza, which is the normal way to pluck with your fingers, with your hands. So that's the reason. But the Ramban says no matter what, it's just an Issa D'Rabbanan. And we're still mechanan esed derabanan for Simchas Yom Tov, and we consider it part of Ochel Nefesh. This is the normal way. Yud Dalet. Lo yishchot adam chaya v'of b'yom tov, ele inkein yesh lo afar muchan mi ba'od yom tov. Okay, so now we want to do shechita. When it comes to a chaya and an of, we know there's a mitzvah of kisui dam be'afar. You have to cover up the blood. It means wherever you have to have a layer of dirt, soft dirt, that's normal to cover with, not a hard chunk of dirt, that's not good enough. It has to be soft dirt, whatever, already katush, what's pulverized or fine. Okay. All right, whether you call it hard or soft, not the point. The point is it has to be, so, dirt.
Dirt.
Usable dirt.
Usable dirt, exactly.
So now, that has to be, you have to have at least a thin layer below the blood, and then you have to put a thin layer above the blood. Okay? Alright. So that only applies to a chay and oaf, and not to a behema. Okay, so now that we got that, the only time you're allowed to shecht a bird is if you have dirt that you set aside on Erev Yom Tov to use for this mitzvah of kisui dam ba'afar. Is we don't want you to shecht a bird where you cannot be yotze that you cannot be mekayim that mitzvah. So therefore, it has to be ready. Ne'im avar v'shachat. Now, what happens if a person, if you take a chunk of dirt and if you start crushing it up, that could be a deraisa of tochin. So that's also. So those are the main. Okay, so let's. Let me keep reading for a moment. V'im avar v'shachat. Now what happens if a person already did shechita? He made a mistake. He didn't have the afar set aside in a bowl or in a corner on the floor in a place ready to go. Im yesh lo deker, if he has a shovel. Perush, ke'en yetet shel barzel shechofrim bo at hakarka. In other words, a shovel. If you, as long as you had a shovel, na'utz, it was stuck in the ground, mi ba'od yom, from before Yom Tov, be'afar tikuach, and it has to be again soft dirt, right? Already crumbled up, so you can use it. Mechaseh ubo, then you're allowed to use it. So as long as you had a shovel that was put in the ground, because once it has the shovel in the ground, we assume it's already as if it's, you already did your chafira. Even though you didn't pull it out yet.
You already did the tochen part.
Well, tochen is not, because when you shovel, if it's a hard clump of dirt, and you just, if the whole dirt is solid and hard, you just put your shovel in only, whatever is below, around, in front of, on top of the shovel, it's still going to be hard. And when you shovel that out, you're going to end up with a very hard clump of dirt. Again, it depends on the situation.
You are separating that very hard clump of dirt from its bed of hard clump of dirt.
I know, but so what you have...
The first act, if the shovel was not in there before Shabbos, that first act...
Was tochen, correct.
Was tochen. That's what
but at your end result,
yeah,
you're still going to have a clump. It's not going to help you.
Here, the matter is, if it's fine dirt and the shovel was put in beforehand, removing that dirt, there's no tochen taking place.
Correct. Okay, that's correct. So there's no tochen issues. There's no real chafira issues. Now, chafira, we're even concerned about chafira derabanan, but digging, anyways, bottom line is, there's two main issues. One is, tochen is a side issue, but that is an issue. The other issue is with this having the shovel here, is we don't want to have issues of muksa. That's why you want to have it prepared before Yom Tov. And we don't want to have issues of, when you pull out your dirt, your shovel, you're going to have a little guma, a little ditch into the ground from where you took out the dirt. So that's what we're trying to avoid. If in the end of the day, b'di'evid, you had a shovel in the ground and it's loose dirt, even though you still have an issue of muksa, you already shechted it, so now it's a b'di'evid on that one. Now, lechatchila, we say for the kisui dam, we don't want you to lose out of the mitzvah of kisui dam. So, it's a two-step process here. So, shechita was done b'di'evid. Now we let you lechatchila do kisui dam be'afar with this dirt, as long as there at least was a deker there, a shovel into the ground.
Before
Yom Tov. Then we're going to see, I'll just say it now, we're going to see that even really, b'di'evid, the post can point out that if it's really a soft area of dirt and you just skim the top and you're not going to leave a ditch in the ground, we allow you to still do kisei dam ba'afar. This is if you already did the shechita. Right? L'chatchila, if you didn't have dirt to do kisei dam, you don't do shechita. But once you did the shechita, now you're allowed to just, it's already done and you have the blood sitting there. So now you are allowed to scrape from the top. Or if it's really soft, you can even scoop in a little bit, because as soon as you take out the dirt that's really soft, you know, it's just going to roll right back into the dirt, and it's going to, basically you're not accomplishing any kind of real chafira. So b'di'evid, that is what's allowed. Okay. Tedvav, let me finish reading the words of the Rama. I'll just preface the words of the Rama, lemaisa, don't really impact us. Some achronim argue on it, and it depends what the case is. So vafilu haya tzarich lakamed dekirot shari. Even if Rama just writes, even if you have to do it a few times with the shovel, it's mutter. Okay, I think I'm just going to do tetvav. No, let's see. Because it's so connected of kisui dam, if you don't mind. Tetvav, efer kira shehusak me'erev yom tov mutar l'chatzilah. Now, if you have ash that was prepared because you burnt, you cooked with it, erev yom tov, it's on your barbecue pit or your oven, whatever. So then, since it was prepared erev yom tov, any leftover ash we assume is not muksa, because we assume ash in your house in those days, they would use it once in a while and it had a purpose for it. And that's the halacha, as long as, since you might have a purpose for it. Aval im husa, it's not muksa not to use. Aval im husak be yom tov, aser. But if you had a log of wood, you used it to cook, and now you have leftover ashes from it on yom tov, it's, basically it's like nolad. Again, the halacha of nolad, not physically being born. So then it's aser to use. Elim kein hu cham shroi litzot bo beitza. So wait, while it's still hot, you just cooked with the log, with the wood, and your ash is still really hot, and it's enough ash to cook, and it's hot enough to cook an egg with, while it's in that state, you can quickly go ahead and shecht. Because you can still, it's not muksa yet. It only becomes muksa when it's no longer wood, and the ashes is no longer used for cooking anymore, and now it's just it went from a log to ash. So it's, as long as it's still usable and hot for cooking, for your egg, it's not muksa. V'im shachat, and if you did shechita, in this state, when it was still mutter, then, so even though it cooled down now, it's still at you're allowed to. Because when you shechted it, you were allowed to shecht. And now, at this point, it's bediyavid, you already shechted, and now you have muksa ash. Well, we already said, when it comes to the laws of, for kisui dam, remekel on muksa. Okay, let's just read the Rama. And the Rama writes, okay, let's say you have to choose between the first case and the second case. We had, the last seif was about dirt with the shovel, or we're talking about bidyavid cases here, or you have this afer that you have from Erev, I think it's from Erev Shabbos, even on Shabbos. So that's the machlokas achronim, and really you can do whichever you prefer.